Hello, and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we're talking about a pretty serious topic, actually.
Yeah,
we're talking about World War II. So what do we know about World War II?
I know, it was like one of the worst wars we've had, you know, in 100 years or more. We do know that, there was like the Holocaust during the World War II, so that was a really terrible time.
Right, it was, World War II had the highest number of casualties.
Yes.
At least, as far as we have in terms of records. Actually, no, the highest casualties that we've ever had for any war. And part of that reason was the Holocaust. It wasn't just fighting between soldiers. There was this systematic killing of Jewish people and also other groups such as homosexuals, I think black people as well to a lesser extent. So this horrible, horrible, it's called ethnic cleansing when you systematically kill people just because of something.
Because of their race or because of their, you know, the color of your skin and stuff like that. And this was all done by the Nazis. I'm not too sure if Taiwanese people heard about this, but then, at that time, Nazi Germany or Germany was like a really, really big enemy for a lot of different countries too. A lot of things going on in World War II.
Yes, yes. And, you know, sometimes people say, you know, this was such a long time ago, why does it matter today? Well, actually, unfortunately, some of the behaviors from a long time ago we can actually see in different parts of the world today, maybe not on such a big scale, but it's important to remember the past. And for some people, the past isn't really over yet, is it? There are some people who are still alive who lived through that time, and that is what today's story is about. So, let's get started.
Reading. Former SS guard faces trial in Germany. A 93-year-old former SS guard went on trial in Hamburg, Germany, last October. He could face up to 10 years in prison. The trial is one of many recent trials against former Nazis. Bruno Day is accused of aiding in the murder of 5,230 prisoners during the Holocaust. As a 17-year-old, he was a guard at the Stutthof Nazi concentration camp in what's now Gdansk, Poland. Stutthof's prisoners were mainly Jews and political prisoners. Conditions were so terrible that many prisoners died because they were denied food, clothing, and medical care. Others were shot or poisoned in gas chambers. About 60,000 prisoners in total died at Stutthof. Day admitted knowing about the horrors being carried out at the camp and was sorry for his actions. He also didn't choose to join the SS and felt powerless to help the prisoners. About 20 Stutthof survivors are helping to make the trial happen, including Marek Junin Wasowicz, a former political prisoner from Poland. He said the trial was a question of justice. The trial is necessary following many violent attacks against Jews in recent years. There was a deadly one in Halle, Germany, 2 weeks before the trial began.
Okay, so today's story is a new story, so it's something that's happening now, and it begins like this. A 93-year-old former SS guard went on trial in Hamburg, Germany, last October. Okay, so quick moment now. What is an SS guard? Well, the SS guard were, the SS forces were part, were a security force, which were part of Nazi Germany at the time of World War II and just before. And their job was, looking for political enemies, looking for undesirable people like Jewish people. And kind of rounding them up and taking them to these horrible prisons called concentration camps, which we will get into later. So these were some of the nastiest people in Nazi Germany. Anyway, so a former SS guard has been brought on trial. Now that's our first word, trial, which is a noun. And a trial is an event where it is decided whether someone who has been arrested is a criminal or not. So trials have at least one judge, a Fagwan, who listens to different people talk about their, what they know about the problem and whether they think the person is guilty, 有罪, or not guilty, 无罪. So we can use this word with the preposition on. So you'll hear that people are on trial or that they have gone on trial when they are going through this process. So what's happening in the article is this, they are saying that this man was a former SS guard, or they know he was, but they're trying to decide how involved he was with some of the terrible things that happened, and if he should be punished and how much he should be punished. Anyway, let's look at an example sentence for trial. After the war was over, the general was put on trial for all the terrible things he had done.
All right. So next it says he could face up to, he could face up to 10 years in prison. So when you go on trial, of course, you know, like we said, the judge decides, you know, how much time you should go to jail or if you're guilty or not guilty. Now, here it says he could face up to 10 years in prison. Up to just means the maximum amount, okay? Most of the time when you're punished, you go to prison or you go to jail, and the judge just decides how long you need to be there. So that's why we use up to say this is the maximum number of years that this person might need to go to jail for. So, for example, maybe this crime, the maximum you could do is 10 years, but you might not necessarily always be punished for 10 years. You could probably just be punished for 3 years or 4 years, but you could do 10 if it's really, really, really bad and it's really serious.
Right. The most the judge can give you is 10 years. So he can't give you 11, he can give you 9. Anyway, the article goes on. The trial is one of many recent trials against former Nazis. Right, so here is another important word here we have, former. We use this adjective before a noun to show that someone used to be something in the past. So a former Nazi is not necessarily a Nazi now. Well, they're not a Nazi now. They used to be a Nazi.
All right, so next it says, Bruno Day is accused of aiding in the murder of 5,230 prisoners during the Holocaust. So that's a lot of people, okay? Now, a while ago we mentioned about the Holocaust, and that was just a period of time between 1941 to 1945, where we said that there were millions of Jewish people were killed in a lot of horrible ways by the Nazi.
Okay, so a quick reminder, you've actually seen this word before in a previous issue. We have the word murder here. So murder is basically the act of killing someone on purpose. So you'll see this a lot in trials. When we're talking about someone being tried for murder, we mean that they meant to kill people, or they helped, they deliberately helped kill people. So there's a big distinction between killing someone, say, by hitting them with your car when you didn't see them on the road, and killing someone on purpose. So that's what we're talking about here. We're saying that Bruno Day might have meant to kill all these people. Okay, so we also saw the word accuse as well. Now, this is a verb, and this is a really good bit of legal vocab. When we accuse someone of a crime, we say that we think they did it, or we're saying that they did it, but we don't have, the judge hasn't agreed that they've done it yet. So basically what they're saying is that people are saying that Bruno helped kill these Jewish people, but the court has not decided if he is guilty yet. If they did decide he was guilty, though, he would be given a sentence. How would we say sentence?
判决.
Okay, 判决. So he would be given a sentence, and that's what we were talking about before. He could get a prison sentence, for example. So we can also use accuse in some other ways as well, when things aren't so serious. So, for example, Jamie accused Rebecca of breaking the window, even though he had no idea if she had really done it.
All right. So next it says, as a 17-year-old, he was a guard at the Stutthof Nazi concentration camp in what's now Gdansk, Poland. Okay. Now, we talked about concentration camps a while ago, and these were places where the Nazis took the Jews and they kept them there like prisoners. So they were not like nice hotels or, you know, nice places. They were actually really terrible places. And a lot of times, hundreds, thousands of Jews were killed there. So, we'll get into kind of, you know, the different ways that they were killed, but then, yeah, it's very, it's really not pleasant, but these were really, really, really terrible places to be, and it was not comfortable at all.
No, 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 it wasn't. So we've also got a very important grammar point here as well. We're saying, as a 17-year-old guard, he was a guard, as a 17-year-old, sorry, he was a guard at the Stutthof Nazi concentration camp. And this is really important when we're talking about what's happening here. The word we're looking at here is as, which, as you might have guessed, has a lot of different uses in English, and we're going to look at three of them now. First, we can use as to mean that something happens only when we have a certain thing or something is a certain way. For example, as someone who watches a lot of soccer, I know all the rules of the game. What I'm saying is that because I'm someone who watches a lot of football, I know all the rules in the game. Second, we can also use as before or in between two independent clauses to show that two things are happening at the same time. As the sun set, the sky turned red, pink, and gold. So the sun was setting and the sky was changing color. Third, we can also use as to compare to the quality of two things. So for this, we need to use a special structure. We say we use the to be verb, then as, then an adjective, then as again. So for example, Ryan is as smart as Henry. We could say that both Ryan and Henry are equally smart. They are the same amount of smart. We can also emphasize that two things have the exact amount, the exact same amount of equality as each other by adding just in front of as. So, and to use the negative form of this, all we have to do is add not. So, for example, in my opinion, DC Comics are just as good as Marvel. That's one example. And Helen isn't as good, or Helen is not as good at drawing as Samantha. Okay, so what we were basically saying is it was when he was 17 that he was the guard. So it's been a long time now, hasn't
it? Right, so he's probably like 80 or almost 90 years old now, I think. All right, so let's continue reading. It says Stutthof's prisoners were mainly Jews and political prisoners, okay? So these were people, when you're a political prisoner, just means that you're probably someone that, you know, at that time were against the Nazis and you weren't really agreeing to what they believe in. All right. It also says conditions were so terrible that many prisoners died because they were denied food, clothing, and medical care. Okay. Now, whenever we see the word Jews, it just is another way to say Jewish people. So again, these concentration camps were not, you know, the best place to be, and it was really, really terrible if you were, you know, caught and you had to be taken there.
Right, and that one of the reasons was they were denied food, clothing, and healthcare. In fact, one thing that a lot of people don't know is most people who died in concentration camps died because of the terrible conditions.
Right.
Thousands of them were killed on purpose, but also the conditions were so bad that people often just died because it was too difficult to live there. Now, part of this reason was that they were being denied things that they needed to survive. And when we deny someone something, we don't let them have it. In the article, we're saying that the Nazis were not letting the prisoners at the concentration camp have food, clothes, or medical care. Here's another example of using denied in the passive form, which is often quite common. And this one is a little bit less serious. All we're saying with deny is that it is a definite no. We're saying we're not going to give you this, and that's the way things are. So this one's a little less serious. Marta's request for time off work tomorrow was denied. So she has to come into the office then. Now we can also turn deny into a noun, denial. And when someone is in denial about something, it means that they can't accept or don't want to accept that something is true. So for example, Emma is in denial about her boyfriend. she refuses to believe that he's cheating on her. So she's,
what?
Yeah.
Wake mm-hmm. up, girl. All right.
I was going to ask if you've ever been in denial about something.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm guessing not. No, well, not with that reaction.
I mean, well, yeah. sometimes I understand, mm-hmm. like when you're in love, you know, mm-hmm. love is blind. Sometimes you do kind of, you know, kind of mm-hmm. turn the other eye because you want to believe in mm-hmm. the other person. But sooner or later, you got to wake up.
Right. So you're in denial about
yes.
something.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's continue reading. It says, others were shot or poisoned in gas chambers. Mm-hmm. So again, like Seb mentioned, in concentration camps, people didn't just die because of the Nazis purposely killing them, but also because of the really, really bad mm-hmm. conditions. Now, mm-hmm. one of the really terrible ways that people were killed there was in these gas chambers, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, a gas chamber was a room, and it's usually underground, where they put poisonous gas inside. And the point of the gas chamber was to kill people, mm-hmm. okay? Here we also see that it says about 60,000 prisoners in total died at Stutthof. So that's just mm-hmm. one city alone and one concentration camp alone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so we're talking about huge numbers of mm-hmm. people. Now, Day has obviously been asked about this already in court. It says in the article that Day admitted knowing about the horrors being carried out at the camp and was sorry for his actions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's not fully admitting to anything there. He's
right.
saying that he knew they were being killed, but we don't know yet if he was killing them.
Right.
Okay.
So that's actually mm-hmm. really complicated. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, let's take a look at our grammar point here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we see in the article, Day admitted knowing about the horrors being carried out at the camp and was sorry for his actions. Right, this is a very important sentence because Day is saying that he knew what was going on, but he doesn't actually say if he was involved in the horrors, we'll get to what that means later, that were happening at the camp. Right, we saw the word admitted there. Now, when we admit something, we say it is true when it is something that makes us sad or embarrassed, or maybe it's something bad that we've done. Or we admit something when we have previously said it's not true, and now we are saying that it is true. Okay, so this is very good when we are giving excuses, or perhaps when we're in court and we've done something wrong, we can admit that we have done something. So, for example, Sean admitted to feeling a bit sick while he was riding in the car. So there we're saying that maybe Sean isn't that proud about the fact that he felt sick in the car. He's saying later that actually I did feel sick. But we could also say that someone could admit their feelings, again, because talking about your feelings can be a bit embarrassing, it can make you feel nervous. So, for example, Nicholas admitted feeling very strongly about Claire. Okay, so he's saying that, you know, he might really like Claire, he might want to date Claire, and so the fact that he's telling her this makes him a little bit nervous, and that's why he admits it. Now, before we finish this grammar, I just need to run over the structure a little bit. When we say admit, we admit something and follow it with a verb, we need to use an ing verb. So, he admitted knowing about the horrors. Or we, as we also saw in our example sentence, he admitted feeling sick. So, admit plus ing verb. Okay, so scaling back there, Day admitted to knowing about the horrors, but he was saying that he didn't necessarily take part in them. Mm. Now, horror here is a very important word for talking about this whole issue. Horror is a noun, and it is basically anything that is very bad, frightening, or upsetting. So the horrors of the concentration camp, then, are all the very bad things that happened there. So the deaths, the killings, and the disease. These are all horrors of the concentration camps. We often use this definition of horror in its plural form, mainly because it's quite a general word to talk about lots of bad things related to one topic. So here's an example sentence. Kidnappings, killings, and famines were some of the horrors that happened in Russia during the 1950s. We can also use to someone's horror as an adverbial phrase, and that means that We're saying that something made us feel really, really bad. So, for example, when she arrived at school, Sophie discovered to her horror that she had forgotten she was supposed to give her big presentation today.
Oh,
so she was
God.
Very shocked, like, oh, I have to do the presentation and I haven't done it. Makes her feel really bad.
Yes.
So horror we can use in very, very serious circumstances and sometimes just to emphasize that it's relatively serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like you feel like, oh my God, it's so scary. Mm-hmm. You have to give a presentation. And if you didn't prepare for it, you know, you might just freeze and you might get a bad grade. So that's why we can use it that way.
Yeah.
So it's quite of a complicated situation because Day knew about what was happening out, but he's saying that, oh, I didn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. And we're not too sure if he's just saying this to kind of avoid being charged or not. But here we see the phrase carry out. When you carry out something, it just means you do a particular task or work that someone else told you to do. So, for example, Bill carried out the task of arranging cars for the VIP guests. So that means his boss or his manager or someone, you know, more superior said that, okay, you need to do this, you need to do this job, and he needs to just carry it out. He needs to finish the task.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We go on to hear more about what Day said happened. He also didn't choose to join the SS and felt powerless to help the prisoners.
Mm.
Right? It is true that during Nazi Germany, a lot of people got recruited into things like Hitler Youth, which was a group for young Germans, which was promoting very dangerous ideas, Nazi ideas, but often you didn't have a choice. This makes it very difficult because some people did believe in these really horrible things and other people were just living in Germany at the time.
Right.
So it's quite a complicated situation that
it
we've
is.
Got here.
Sometimes it's either, you know, it's kind of like the to kill or to be killed kind of situation. So he's going on trial because we're still not sure if this is something he really believed in and purposely did or it's something that he was forced to do. But anyways, it says here about 20 Stutthof survivors are helping to make the trial happen, including Marek Dunin Wasowicz.
Wasowicz,
a former political prisoner from Poland. Okay, that was a tough one because it's a Polish name.
It is. Yeah, it's a little bit different Polish names. So we've got the word survivor there. So Wasowicz was a survivor. Now that's a noun, and a survivor is someone who has lived through something very, very bad, something that other people have probably died from. So obviously, in that concentration camp, lots of people died, and Wasowicz survived. In fact, it's very interesting. He was actually supposed to be executed when the town that he was near to the concentration camp was caught by the Allies. All of the prisoners were marched out into the snow to go somewhere else and kill them there. And him and his brother ran away into the woods at night.
So lucky.
They were very, very lucky that they survived. So that's why he is a survivor. We could also say that someone who has lived through cancer, for example, is a survivor. So Emma is a cancer survivor. So 艾玛是一位挺过癌症的人. That's another way that we can say it.
That's actually a really, I think, great thing to kind of, you know, to kind of survive because, you know, there is no cure for cancer. So it's great. All right, next in the article it says, he said the trial was a question of justice. Now, here, a question of justice is put in quotations. And to be a question of something just means we use this type of phrase to show that this is the most important fact or this is the most important feature of something. So here it's just saying that justice is the most important part of the trial. People just want justice. For example, we can say they chose him as the leader because it was a question of his good management skills.
So yes, justice is actually our next vocab word, okay? So by now you know it's a noun. And yes, it's the state of things being good and fair. So if you have justice, there is no problem, okay? Everything is fair. The people who have done bad things have had their punishment. So after something very bad has happened, we say that people want to get justice or they want justice to be reached. And that means that they want things to be made okay again or at least to be made better. Sometimes we can't make things the way they were before. So if someone stole all your money and then the police caught them and you took them to trial, you could say that justice was reached when the thief was punished and you got your money back. Okay, let's look at an example sentence for justice now. Months after her husband was killed by a drunk driver, Jenny says that justice hasn't been reached.
No.
So obviously that means that the driver probably hasn't been caught or probably mm-hmm. hasn't been punished.
Right.
Anyway, the article goes on, the trial is necessary following many violent attacks against Jews in recent years.
Mm, so that's mm-hmm. actually really terrible to hear because mm-hmm. we thought that the Holocaust, you know, the terrible mistreatment of Jews ended with the Holocaust in World War II, mm-hmm,
but
recently
didn't.
Something happened. And it says mm-hmm. here, there was a deadly one in Halle, Germany, 2 weeks before the trial began. So mm-hmm. I think they're kind of reinvestigating things and to see if maybe something terrible like this is happening, and we really don't want that to happen, especially mm-hmm. in, you know, 2020, because, you know, we're way yeah. past that in history.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the thing. There's been a rise in those kind of in mm-hmm. anti-Jewish feelings and also negative feelings towards other religious groups, such as Muslims
right.
as well, are being targeted more and more in Europe. That is something that people are... We need to stop, and that's also why it's important that we don't forget things like Vasevich's story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go on to our For You chat question now and continue there.
For You chat.
Okay, so our For You chat question for today is very relevant to the article. Should very old people be punished for things they did when they were young? Why or why not? Okay.
I would say yes and mm-hmm. no. Like, I think it really depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think they should be punished for things they did when they were young because mm-hmm. maybe when they're young, they didn't get caught. And now people caught them. I think they still need to be punished for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes why, no, because I feel like, okay, maybe they're already really old, you know. Forget it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think it just really depends on the situation then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because yeah. that's part of the question is if you're going to let somebody be in jail for the last 2 years of their life or something
mm-hmm.
like that, and then they're going to die in jail. It's a very heavy thing to do
yeah.
to someone at the end of their lives. However, as we've just discussed, all of the events of the past, especially things relating to crimes against people's religion, or crimes against people because of race or sexuality or gender, it's important that we take the justice of this very, very seriously.
Yeah, I
because
agree.
When you don't punish people, then you can kind of create the idea that maybe things aren't as bad if there are special cases.
Yeah, you might get mm-hmm. away with it or something,
mm-hmm.
which it shouldn't be.
So it's difficult for us to comment on the full story of this article.
Definitely.
Because we don't know at the time of recording this episode what the final decision was. So I don't think it's fair for us to say this is a really terrible person or he's not. We don't know fully. However, this is something that you guys need to discuss now. So do you think that people should be punished for things they did when they were young? Why or why not? You guys discuss that, and we'll join you again soon for some more episodes. For
bye.
English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Tiffany.
And she said bye. I said
bye.
Bye.
Former SS guard faces trial in Germany. A 93-year-old former SS guard went on trial in Hamburg, Germany, last October. He could face up to 10 years in prison. The trial is one of many recent trials against former Nazis. Bruno Day is accused of aiding in the murder of 5,230 prisoners during the Holocaust. As a 17-year-old, he was a guard at the Stutthof Nazi concentration camp in what's now Gdansk, Poland. Stutthof's prisoners were mainly Jews and political prisoners. Conditions were so terrible that many prisoners died because they were denied food, clothing, and medical care. Others were shot or poisoned in gas chambers. About 60,000 prisoners in total died at Stutthof. Day admitted knowing about the horrors being carried out at the camp and was sorry for his actions. He also didn't choose to join the SS, and felt powerless to help the prisoners. About 20 Stutthof survivors are helping to make the trial happen, including Marek Dunin Wasowicz, a former political prisoner from Poland. He said the trial was a question of justice. The trial is necessary following many violent attacks against Jews in recent years. There was a deadly one in Halle, Germany, 2 weeks before the trial began.
Vocabulary review.
Trial. At the end of the murder trial, the man was sent to jail. Accuse. The teacher accused me of cheating on the test, but I didn't do it. Deny. Gerald was denied entry into the building because he doesn't work there. Horror. The soldier experienced many horrors while fighting in the war. Survivor. Laura is a cancer survivor, and she now helps raise money for cancer hospitals. Justice. The law's goal is to act as a system of justice for all people.
智慧小补帖.
Concentration camp. Gas chamber.